Jazz assistant coach Scott Layden on Spence Jackets and Scotty G. Coach, what's up?
Hey, Spence. I saw you from a distance the other day on the court, but congratulations with your new gig. And I really found out about it when I was driving down I-15 and saw the great welcoming on the on those big billboards. Congratulations.
Hey Coach, you know, when have you gotten a billboard? Because I know I haven't gotten a billboard.
Do we? Are we starting it like this, really? Is this how we're starting this?
I'm just wondering.
Is this the way this is going? No, I didn't. when I came back to Utah, I got a kick in the pants. So, I think it's great. I think it's well-deserved, and you've really done a great job, and you've worked hard to get to this spot. So, more of the same. I love you guys' show, and you guys are doing a great job. So, why not?
Well, thank you, Coach. It's great to be here. Good to be part of the Utah Jazz. You know, after growing up and I mean, watching you guys build the thing from the ground up, it's great to be back. Let's talk about the one last night before we get into the game tomorrow.
Yeah.
I guess that just makes San Antonio the San Antonio Spurs. They did a great job of executing.
I saw Coach Popovich after the game. I just happened to pass him in the hallway, and I think the world of him. He's you know, certainly a Hall of Fame coach and a Hall of Fame guy, really a wonderful man. And I said, you know, when you play the San Antonio Spurs, when we play your team, as I told him, I said, it's like going to the dentist. It's constant pain. It's constant attack, both offensively and defensively. There's no let up. And they punish you. It's amazing at how, you know, every year people count them out, and every year they're just that much better. And I give them a lot of credit. You know, they of course are always anchored by Tim Duncan. Of course, Tony Parker has been amazing, and I over this last 10 games. But the complement of players, you know, whether it's Neal or Bonner, they hurt you in so many different areas. Certainly Blair goes in there and bangs around, and, you know, a guy who wasn't given much of a chance a couple of years ago and passed by many teams. So they hit you every play. They don't make mistakes. They don't hurt themselves. And, you know, they wear you down, and in the end they can go right on to victory. So they deserve a lot of credit for that game last night, because I thought they hung in and made the plays when they counted.
How have you seen Tim Duncan evolve as he enters the latter part of his career? I can't imagine there'd be a day and age when Tim Duncan would ever retire, because he seems like he's timeless. But how have you seen him evolve as he gets up there in age? How has his game changed?
You know, when you follow the stats, he's not scoring as much. But like the other night, it was like three or four games ago, you guys can help me out, where he had 17 rebounds in a game. I think he scored 10 or 12 points. And just helps his team win. He's a very good defender, still plays a lot of minutes, is so poised and gathered and has himself together in the post, so that even though he's taking, you know, the defense is punishing him down low, he's so poised that if you double him, he picks the defense apart and shreds the defense with his great passing ability. And then if you don't double him, he can score in a varied number of ways. You know, he turns on you and faces up in the mid post. And as he did last night across from the Jazz bench, he banked that shot in, or he can take you, you know, with the left shoulder turn and go right into that baby hook that he has, or he's got a terrific drop step. But where he hurts you most is his team play. Good help defender, good post defender, unselfish player, and so great leadership qualities. When I got fired in New York, I was doing NBA TV, and I had the opportunity to go look at some training camps, and I was very fortunate. Myself, my dad, and Coach Majerus went down to the Spurs training camp. They're very nice to open their doors to us, and you know they were so hospitable. It was wonderful. But I watched their training camp, and I watched how Tim Duncan is, and how poised a leader he is, and how his teammates, you know, really take to him. And it's a no-nonsense approach. He's all business, and he's a good guy, and his teammates really loved him. So I'm not surprised that he's having the success that he's had in his entire career.
Utah Jazz assistant coach Scott Layden here on 1320 KFAN, the sports leader. Coach, we had a caller call in and ask us this. You're far more qualified to answer the question, so I'll ask you. Is there a philosophical hesitancy to play a zone defense that you guys have?
So I'm sorry, I didn't understand about it. Say it again.
Is there something you have? A caller asked us this, and I just figured you'd be better to answer than either myself or Scotty. Do you guys hesitate to play zone defense, and if so, why?
You know, we played a lot more last year, and I think we have talked about it. Coach Corbin's philosophy this year has been to stay more with man-to-man, and to try to get better with that. You know, practice time is limited, and we have tried to stay with our man-to-man. I think our man-to-man has been very good this year, you know, better at times. And I think Coach Corbin, you know, has evolved as a man-to-man coach. But that's not to say that we won't use some zone. But the principles and I think the teams that have success are going to play some man-to-man. There was a little blip in the screen, and of course Dallas had some success in the finals last year playing some zone. But really, in order to win and to win on a consistent basis, you've got to play a good, solid man-to-man with a young team. I think Coach Corbin wanted to make sure that we're, you know, solid defensively with our man-to-man principles. And really, your man-to-man principles are what you take in. And when you do play zone, you have to, of course, use man-to-man principles, so it's more of the same. But I think right now the approach is to stay with our man-to-man and keep working on that and keep getting better as a man-to-man team.
It's been a long list of point guards over the last stretch of games that have had some success against the Jazz, and obviously you played some really good point guards and guys like Darren Collison, and last night, at Westbrook, and then of course last night in Tony Parker. What can be done to try to help curtail that a little bit, because these point guards have created a lot of headaches and nightmares for you as a coaching staff?
Well, I think that these point guards that you're mentioning, like you mentioned Westbrook, who had a terrific game against us, and I think two nights ago he had 40 points, so he's playing at a very high level. Tony Parker, the nine games before coming into our game, I think he was averaging 25 a game. With Ginobili out, and he's averaging 25 a game, and they were 9-0 coming in, or 10-0. We're playing very good point guards, and what happens is, I think, naturally, everybody points the finger at, you know, who's guarding those guys, but it's a team game, and we've got to do a better job as a team to try to contain some of these guys, and we're working on it. And believe me, we spend our not only our film sessions, but our preparation and our practice time in talking about how we're defending what's the most important thing in the NBA is how you're defending the pick and roll. And so we're constantly working on that, and it is a work in progress, and we gotta continue to do a better job, because these point guards are so good. They're so good at now shooting the ball. They're so good at splitting the defenders. They're so good at getting their teammates involved. And when you play a team like San Antonio, that can hurt you in so many different ways. And you know, depending on where you're helping, they make adjustments and they spread the floor, and they'll hurt you with the 3-point shot. If you don't collapse, then as you saw late in the game, I think Tim Duncan got a pick and roll. He rolled all the way to the basket, got a layup because we had missed an assignment and missed an adjustment there. So it's tough against these guys because they're so good. Now, this is not a problem that just the Jazz have. These point guards are good night in, night out, and that's the key. You know, how do you defend these guys? And Tomorrow night we're playing another great point guard, Ricky Rubio, who I think has come on and has really turned heads and really surprised a lot of people with his play. But what an unselfish player and a guy who gets his team involved and would be fun to play with. I'll tell you, if I were on a team and you had a point guard like that, you know, similar to the great point guards of yesteryear, but you know, to have a guy that's going to move the ball and find you when you're open and just play good team basketball, it was fun to watch him when I first saw him when he came to Salt Lake. It was my first time live, and he's something special.
Coach, in your mind, and I know it's probably hard to compare, but do you think there are more great point guards playing the
NBA? I'm sorry, you cut out a little bit, but I think there's more great point guards today. I think there are a lot of point guards right now. You know, you go right down the list. I think every night someone tough is coming into the gym. So it's such an important position. And I think the other thing I like about the, you know, some of the new point guards coming in is that they are not just, shoot first or score first point guards. They are passing and they are good passers and they get their teammates involved. And I think it's, that to me is, it's fun to watch when you're a point guard that gets your teammates involved and gets everybody a chance to touch the ball and gets them involved. So I think that's what I see now is that, you know, point guards are really, complete players and guys that do include everyone. So that's more fun to watch when you're watching a game.
I'm sure you got word somewhere on the plane or on the bus ride that Derek Favors has been added to the rookie sophomore rising star game coming up All-Star weekend. He'll be on the same team as Gordon Hayward. Talk a little bit about him and his development and where he's at right now.
I did hear that, and I'm excited for him. I think, I'm not sure everybody realizes how much time these guys put in day in, day out. So those rewards are nice, and, you know, these young men really put the time in, both with, you know, for example, with Mark McCown, who's our strength and conditioning coach. I mean, you guys know it because you're around the team on a daily basis. But, you know, these guys like a Derek Favors are in working with Mark McCown on, getting stronger, are working on their core and, putting the time in so that they can, you know, go through an NBA season and have success down low and in the paint. And we're fortunate that, you know, a guy like Mark McCown's with our organization, because I think he's just, you know, he's really a special guy and a guy who works with our players and makes them better. You know, worked with the great Karl Malone. But Derek has put his time in. He also, you know, this year we had the addition of Mike Sanders, who's been working with our big guys, and Mike is a gifted coach and really a good with big guys and working on their moves. And I think you're starting to see a lot of that work come through in a game. And I think he's developed, and I think he's with a great organization, because I think this organization recognizes his talent and understands that he's gonna come along and really have a fine career. He's playing on a team with some very good big men ahead of him. When you look at Al Jefferson and Paul Millsap and the year they're having, it takes some patience, and Derek has been great with that. But you can see his potential and his ability to run the floor and how quick he is and his explosiveness and his length and, you know, how he affects the games, whether it be, you know, with his rebounding. He's got good low post scoring, running the floor, blocking shots. And the one thing that stands out to me for a young player, and when you look at our defensive statistics after each game, is he grades very well defensively. And for a young player, that's important, because most players are, you know, they grade well offensively, but defensively it takes them many years before they can really have an impact. But he defensively has done a good job all year, and we're very happy that he's taken that step to become a better defender, and I wish him well. All-Star weekend is a lot of fun. I the only thing I can relate it to is in 1984, when my father coached the team, I was his assistant with Phil Johnson. We were his assistants in Denver, and it's really an unbelievable weekend when you're involved with it, because it's exciting. It's more competitive than you could ever imagine, because you're playing you're with the greatest players in the world. We had Magic Johnson and Kareem Jabbar with two of the guys on the team, and it was a lot of fun. So that weekend is really special weekend, and I'm happy for Derek.
Scott Layden, our guest. Utah Jazz losing last night, hoping to get one against Minnesota tomorrow. Coach, you talked about Rubio. They got a pretty good power forward up in Minnesota named Kevin Love as well.
No, he's I love watching him. His toughness and his grit inside has been unmatched. I have to chuckle sometimes. People question whether he should be on the All-Star team, but I mean, he is developed into just a great player, and the rebounding, the going and getting 15 rebounds a night, that is hard. And it's hard because look at the other numbers and the other players that are or aren't doing it, and it takes toughness, it takes putting your body in there and banging around, and then his developing the outside shot has made him really a special player. And no one is surprised now when he steps out to that three-point line and drains threes and hits big shots. And he's also a very good passer. I'm not sure he gets enough credit for it, but with Coach Adelman, I think you're going to see some plays tomorrow night, and you'll say, "Wow, this is where he really excels." And looks like a good team guy. Looks like his teammates like him. But I like that his ability to pass the ball. And incidentally, I think that the hiring of Coach Adelman is really important for this franchise, because it's really going to help the growth of both Kevin Love, who's a little further along, but most important, Ricky Rubio, that he has a veteran coach that really understands offense, really understands the total game, and a young player like that to develop under a coach like Coach Adelman, I think was a great hire. And it reminds me when John Stockton first came on the scene, and my dad was a coach, and then of course Coach Sloan took over, that it was a great organization. John, of course, is an immortal, and I'm not comparing him to anybody, but the point is that the organization fit very well with the super point guard, and it worked so well together. So I think that that this is a good hire and a good solid coach for these young players at the right time. And they're a good team. I mean, you look at go right down the list of their guys. They're, the draft pick, but also Petrovic has come on. He had 30 the other night against Houston. So big, rugged guy who can take some of the pressure off of Love. And they're good. They're a very good team, very well coached.
Coach, I haven't had a chance to ask you this before we let you go. Any movies I need to see that I haven't caught yet?
Well, as far as the Oscars are concerned, did you see The Help?
Yes. Pleasantly surprised by The Help.
The acting is just, I mean, it's just incredible. I was overwhelmed by that. I've been watching. I've been watching a lot of documentaries lately. Nothing current, just some old stuff. And I've seen a lot of great documentaries as of late. But I've got to get out, and I've got to watch some of the Oscar movies. I've seen some of them, I can't wait till when are the Oscars? Next Sunday?
I think it is next Sunday, yeah. You're All-Star break, so you got some time to catch up a little bit. I'll give you one recommendation. I don't know if it got nominated, but go see Tinker, Tailor, Soldier, Spy. That would be right up your alley.
I thought, you know what, and I must have been tired from traveling, but I started watching it, and I fell asleep, and I woke up, and I knew I had no idea what was going on. I didn't have any idea what was going on in the beginning, but so I took a nap, and I really it's a very dark film, but I missed it. I unfortunately, I apologize. Who you think's going to win?
I don't know. I don't even know if it's nominated. It's probably the best movie I've seen though in the last 4 or 5 months.
Yeah. I gotta rent it.
Well, Coach. First things first. Hopefully, you're going to watch a win tomorrow night against the T-Wolves. Thanks for taking some time today, and good luck tomorrow. We'll talk to you next week.
Yeah, hey, thanks for having me on, guys, and congratulations again, Spence.